Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Luann McIsaac, Vice President of UPMC Home Health Operations. Luann, thanks for being our guest on this month's UPMC Hammett edition of Business Spotlight. Tell us about your background and the path that led you to your current role as Vice President of UPMC Home Health Operations.
Sure. I actually started at UPMC Hammett, which was Hammett Medical Center at the time, in 1991, and was hired as a what we would call at that time a team leader for the home health department. And I came to UPMC Hammett. At that time, I had been working in home health, and I saw that this job opportunity came up. And I was very passionate about home health and applied for the job and was hired at Hammett Medical Center. That agency at that time was Great Lakes Home Healthcare. So I've been really with the organization over 30 years now. As of March, it was 30 years, and I'm proud to say that because I love our organization that we work with, or I work with, and glad to be here. So honestly, the background and the path, you know, I started as an oncology nurse in a local hospital when I got out of nursing school. And sometimes, you know, as nurses, everyone thinks we should be working in hospitals. However, after a year, I knew that really wasn't my passion. And I do believe you have to be passionate about the work that you do, and started really looking at some other things, nursing careers that I could do. And I went to a nursing home for about almost 2 years. And a friend asked me, would you like to try and apply for a home health job? And I did. It wasn't at UPMC or at Hammett at that time, but it was before that. And really, that's how I became passionate about working in home health. I think it's a great nursing career, and you really have the one-on-one time with your patients, get to know the patients. And the uniqueness of this is that we're seeing people in their homes, wherever they're living. In our home health profession, we're seeing them in their homes. So how cool is that? So we get to provide nursing care to 5, 6, maybe 7 patients a day, and we leave and go on to the next patient. So it was a great, great job. So move forward a few years. I had gotten into leadership at another organization. And again, you know, this opportunity came up at Hammett Medical Center, Great Lakes Home Healthcare, and I applied and got the job. And the rest really is, you know, I've been very fortunate to be able to move up in the ranks. And after a few months being at Great Lakes Home Healthcare, I became the director of clinical services. As years went on, I became the executive director and then vice president for our Northern Pod home health agencies, which include Great Lakes Home Healthcare, VNA Venango, which is in Franklin, Pennsylvania, and Kane Home Health. Those are UPMC affiliated home health agencies, and I was the vice president for them, our three agencies, for a few years until this opportunity came up to be vice president of all UPMC home health operations. So that happened about a year and a half ago, and I'm very proud to work at UPMC and to be able to continue working in a role that I'm so passionate about.
Describe for the listening audience the range of services offered at UPMC Home Health and the range of skill sets that your caregivers offer.
Well, certainly, you know, I think that when I started home health back in the mid-80s until now, home health has changed dramatically. And I think that's changed because of insurance changes, you know, that we want people to be where they're going to do the best. And that's and heal the best without problems is in their homes. And healthcare has changed a lot. So as soon as a patient is able to safely leave the hospital, then home health is an option for those post-acute services. The range of services that we provide skilled, intermittent skilled nursing, physical, occupational, speech therapy, home health aid, and social work services in our home health business unit. And so any of those services can be provided to a patient intermittently in their home to make sure that we can keep them safely at home, get them independent and autonomous in their care, and hopefully help them remain safely at home without unnecessary trips to the hospital or admissions to the hospital, or keeping them safely at home until they need another level of care, which could be, you know, a nursing home. It might be, and I know we'll talk about that a little bit later, but it could also be hospice care. Or, you know, maybe we need to assist, our social workers need to assist getting them into an assisted living facility or a group home of some sort. So that's really the types of things we do. And as far as services we provide, if it's therapy, you know, we're providing therapy following a surgical procedure, a total hip, total knee. Someone that's falling at home and really needs an assessment to see why they're falling at home, and maybe they need some strengthening and exercises to help keep them safe and independent at home. Our therapy staff can get involved with those patients. And then nursing, the multitude of things that nurses do in the home, wound care and IV antibiotics and caring for IV lines, helping with tube feedings, of helping with medication management. It's amazing, you know, there are so many medications available nowadays, and sometimes people get mixed up on them in the home, and that's why they end up in the hospital or into a nursing home. And, you know, if we can get our nurses in there and help them organize their meds and maybe set up medications in a medication box or an automated medication system that would actually deliver the pills at the designated time, can help improve medication management. So nursing in home health has changed a lot, as I alluded to, from the mid-80s when I started to now. We are taking care of some very, very complex patients in the home compared to when I started many, many years ago. And not that I'm an old nurse, I'm just a more seasoned nurse. And, you know, the last one, the skill sets that folks have to be very high tuned, because the types of things that we're doing in home are, you know, for patients that are acutely ill and much more ill than they had been in years past. So our nurses and our therapists have skills from A to Z, because we don't have an IV team or a wound team, you know, or those specialty teams like you have in the hospital. We have phlebotomists that will come and draw blood. Our nurses have to be competent in those things. So, you know, I think often people think that home health is an easy job. I never want to say it's an easy job, but it is a job that you have to have many skills to be able to take care of our patients.
Luann, on July 1st of this year, UPMC Home Healthcare celebrated its 35th anniversary of serving patients throughout the region. What does that milestone mean to you and your team?
Well, what it means, and we were lucky enough to celebrate it, although we did it socially distanced so that all of our staff were safe, just in case, you know, how COVID is. We want to make sure everyone's safe. But it means a lot to us. And having been there for 30 of the last 35 years, I've been able to see how much we've grown in our community and taking care of our patients. And also the many extra programs that we provide and the type of care we provide. And that's huge to me. I've been there through all those 30 years of the 35, seeing the organization grow and to a position that typically we're seeing close to 6,000 patients a year. And, you know, when I think about our early years before I was even there, you know, we were seeing a few hundred in a year's time frame. And truly thinking about how we've grown and continue to be an integral part of the community is so huge for all of us. And I really am so proud of all of our healthcare teams. Last week, our rehab department received the Clinical Site of the Year award from Gannon University for taking students and providing excellence in their rotation so that they understand post-acute services in the home health realm and what it is we do. So that goes without saying that all of our nurses and our therapists welcome opportunities to have students come and rotate with them so that they learn our business line. And that helps them with deciding what career path they want. However, it also helps them when they're in acute care settings or other post-acute settings that they remember what home health can do and can make appropriate referrals when needed when they're in their new role after they graduate.
What challenges did COVID-19 present to your home health care team?
Well, it's interesting because I was just talking about that with one of our clinicians in one of the offices I'm in today. And it was a bit different than in hospital settings because we go into patients' homes and it's not a very controlled setting at all. You know, when you think about hospitals had staff or leaders at the front door screening everyone. Security was there, you know, so you're able to lock down the facility a little bit, if that makes sense. So we know who's coming in and who's not allowed in, those types of things. Well, it's not very controlled in people's homes. We were screening our patients by phone from the car, the driveway, before we would go in, making sure that no one was tested positive, they hadn't been exposed. We required that our patients and their families wore masks, and we wore masks and, of course, had all the precautions in place. So, you know, that in and of itself was a challenge. The other challenge, of course, is getting patients and their families to make sure they were telling us if they had an exposure or if they were having symptoms, those types of things. So those were challenges. And then we get into the time frame that, you know, when we were taking care of patients who were COVID positive, one of the challenges is making sure that we were putting on our protective equipment outside the patient's door and going into the home. And then when we come out of the home, we take our garb off, our personal protective equipment off, and then we would dispose of it in a garbage can that we would have the family set out for us. So that in of itself changed how we do visits because we have to keep our staff safe for sure. And then the other big challenge is when our staff were either exposed to someone with COVID and had a significant exposure, they were on quarantine for 14 days or, you know, the period of time frame that when we were working with infection control specialists in our employee health departments, et cetera, they would be off for that period of time. And same goes if they were COVID positive, folks could be off for quite some time, depending how severe the case of COVID was. So that posed challenges, not having enough staff to take care of our patients during COVID. You know, we really had to readjust and, you know, do scheduling differently. And one thing that we did was really embrace telehealth or remote monitoring, that we could be checking on patients remotely using a Teams app, much like we're doing here today, because we're not in person, to visit our patients that really just needed a check-in, make sure that they were doing okay, that the family wasn't having problems doing the wound care when we had taught them how to do it, those types of things. So I think those are really the biggest challenges. Of course, like across the country, initially when the pandemic hit, you know, the first couple weeks, gathering and making sure that we had enough equipment for all of our staff was a little bit of a challenge. But once those systems got in place, we were really in good shape having enough protective equipment for our staff to make sure that we're keeping our patients and the staff and their families as safe as possible.
Luann, can you share how your business has grown since its inception and where your projected growth lies both today and in the near future?
Well, I think, you know, as our population ages in the Erie area, we know we have a high percentage of baby boomers. So we can only anticipate that our services are going to continue to grow as a post-acute provider, because as I noted before, hospitals and insurances want their patients out of the hospital. I think most of us would say, would you want to be in the hospital recovering, or would you want to be at home recovering? And I always say that home is where the heart is. It's a quirky saying, but people want to be in their own home. And whatever we can do to provide the best quality patient care that we can in home settings, wherever those homes could be, then that's what we would need to do. And our business has grown. I mean, that's evident by the numbers that I just mentioned a few moments ago. I do continue to will believe that our services will continue to grow this year and the years to come because of the population changes and because of how we want to keep people out of the hospital, out of skilled nursing facilities. And honestly, I was just thinking about that. That is one thing that COVID changed, is that folks don't seem to be going to nursing homes as frequently as they were. And I think a lot of it is fear from COVID. When we think about nursing home residents, assisted living facility residents didn't get to see their family members in person for a year, 12, 13, 14 months. And I think that that is a fear with people, because I understand a lot of the nursing homes don't have all of their beds filled. And I think that could be one of the reasons. So thinking about how will our business grow in the future, I think that that will continue to be an area for focusing on increasing our services. I guess the only thing to say about that, as we are seeing across the country in all types of businesses, we are also seeing in healthcare across our country that there are not enough healthcare providers. And I think that's a challenge that we're going to be focused on for the next year or next couple of years, to make sure that we're having enough staff in all of our healthcare facilities to take care of our patients.
Luann, you've mentioned throughout the show how proud you are of the amazing team that you have. What sets the professionals at UPMC Hammond Home Health apart from all of the others?
Well, we have an amazing team. If I say I'm passionate about home health, I'm also passionate about the professionals that work in home health. And since I'm from the Erie area, I can say that I know all of the staff that work in our department, and they're amazing. We're really quite blessed to have excellent retention, and that's so important to me and to our patients, because if someone had a knee replacement 10 years ago or 15 years ago, and there was a very successful home health experience, and they call in and they're having their other knee done, and they say, can I have Brian, let's say, or could I have Lori, or could I have Holly, or, you know, we're so excited to say, yes, you can. We're very blessed in the way that we have been able to keep our staff and retain our staff. And they are very passionate. All of our caregivers are very passionate about the work that they do. And home health is not, I call it not for the light of heart. It is very hard work, but it couldn't be more rewarding taking care of people within their own homes and seeing them progress and improve and be able to continue to live independently for as long as it's safe for them to do so.
What does a culture of service excellence at UPMC Home Healthcare mean to you?
Well, culture of service excellence means that we're providing excellence in patient care, patient experience. It's so important how we build relationships with people, how we communicate with people. And that goes along with the types of skills that, yes, we're providing great skills to the patient. Wound care, therapy, you know, helping them learn how to do their IVs, you know, helping them with medications, whatever the skill is, those are more tangible to people because they're hands-on functions. However, when I look at service excellence, it goes above and beyond the tasks that we do. It's about how we communicate with people. Are we calling them to let them know the approximate time of our arrival for the next day's visit? Are we treating them with dignity and respect? Are we being responsible, making sure that they're getting the type of care that they need, that we're following up with the physician when need be? So to me, it's following all of our UPMC values of treating people the way that we should be treating them, whether they're our patients, which is extremely like number one important, but also treating each other with those same values. And that to me was what service excellence is at UPMC Home Healthcare.
Luann, can you share with our listeners some information about your hospice care?
Certainly. We do have a hospice program that was certified under Medicare in 1995, and it has grown over the years as well. And on an annual basis, we see about 400, 450 patients at their end of life. And that's what hospice care is caring for patients at the end of their life. So patients, people that have a life expectancy of 6 months or less, and the physician acknowledges and notes that the patient likely will have a terminal illness of that, can be entered into our hospice program. And it is a multidisciplinary team similar to home health. We have nurses, therapists, hospice aides, social workers. However, in hospice, we also have the medical director very involved. We have hospice volunteers, and it's really a community and team approach to providing care for patients at the end of their life. So, you know, I think it's one of those, hospice care is one of those things that, you know, until you need it, you really don't even know what it is. And a lot of people will say after they've had that experience that they'd wish that they had started hospice sooner with their loved one. And I think people are afraid of it, and there's nothing to be afraid of having hospice care. There's two things certain in life, and one of them is that we're all going to die. And hospice helps people at the end of life, and that they have quality at the end of their life. And that could be symptom management, but it's also helping people, you know, with any social or psychosocial issues, spiritual issues at the end of their life. Because I failed to mention, we also have a chaplain on our hospice team that can help people with spiritual needs at the end of their life.
What areas of home health care fall under the term high-tech services?
Well, as I noted before, you know, home health has changed over the years and will continue. I think typically every year we say, boy, our patients are keep getting, you know, more complex. But if we think about things that are being done in our hospitals with transplants, we provide a lot of post-acute care for patients that have had transplants in our UPMC hospitals or other hospitals. We do a lot of IVs at home. We do a lot of wounds that are high, what I would call high tech, because they're so complex and complicated that years ago, those patients would never have come from home from the hospital, but they can be safely cared for at home now. And I say with one caveat that they do have someone at home that could be helping them with the wound care, because we cannot go in daily for long periods of time, like months on end, because it may take months to heal some wounds, but we can't go in daily. So we really need to get the family or caregivers involved in helping with that care. But we have assistive, and I'm not going to do the technical term, but assistive heart devices that help the heart pump, et cetera. So we see those types of patients. And again, very high tech and require high skills and staff that have been trained and competent in taking care of those types of patients. So really a lot of high-tech types of things fall into that category, but those are just a few of them. And it requires a lot of training, and you know, we do annual training for our staff, and as needed, if a new piece of equipment or something that we have to handle in a home health setting, we're starting to see new referrals on that, we get the education out to people right away because they have to be comfortable and knowledgeable in the care that we're providing.
Luann, is there anything you would like to mention about the other specialty programs that you offer?
Certainly. You know, we're very blessed, again, that we have various programs in home health. And of course, we have our rehab team, which I can't speak highly enough that they're such a great team, same as our nursing teams. But we also provide palliative home care. And some people say, well, is that hospice care? Hospice care provides palliative care, but those folks are at the end of their life. In our home health palliative care program, we provide intermittent services, but with the goal of helping folks be symptom-free, but also help them in end-of-life planning, goals of care. Again, remember when I said folks aren't always ready for hospice or they're fearful? In our palliative care program, you know, some people call it pre-hospice or a bridge program to hospice. That doesn't mean everyone in palliative care goes into hospice. No, it doesn't. But, you know, if we need to have goals of care with patients in our palliative care program, we will do that. And that basically means you're talking about what does a person want out of their care? And I'm saying that someone may have 4 or 5 diagnoses that they know they're going to be in and out of the hospital. They're going to continue to decline in how they feel, and their physical well-being is declining, that our nurses and social workers in our palliative care program can have that discussion with them. What do they see in the next 2 months? Do they want to keep getting dialysis? How are they feeling about that? Do they want to keep going back to the hospital every time they get sick with their congestive heart failure or, you know, some other chronic disease that they have? So that's our palliative care. We also have a team of nurses that are pediatric and maternal child health nurses that care for infants, newborns, pediatric patients, moms that have just delivered that may be having concerns and issues, and children that may come out of the hospital with chemotherapy and things like that. And that is a team of dedicated nurses that will care for our little ones and their moms at home. And we also have nurses that specialize in cardiac care, telehealth monitoring, and various programs like that.
Luann, thank you so much for not only showcasing your passion for what you do, but for educating us on the amazing services offered at UPMC Home Healthcare. Before we depart, is there anything else you would like to share about UPMC Home Healthcare as we wrap up this edition of Business Spotlight?
Well, for anyone that, you know, doesn't know about home healthcare, anytime someone has questions, they're feel free to call our office. You could call me at UPMC Home Healthcare in Erie. I will tell you that we're always looking for great help and people that are passionate about the kind of work that we do. So always open for questions or advice for providing home health services or anyone looking for a job. And I really thank you for this opportunity. And I think it's great getting the word out about our services for sure.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Dr. Ralph Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Barron, is in the Business Spotlight.